Look at Kitty Baby. Okay. We're back, podcast. Here we are. We're going to put this on silent. So like I said, it starts out, the music video starts out and the kid is playing with bullets, like action figures. Then you see no one on the highway but one car and all these police chasing. Okay? So this is what's going on. There's people holding up signs like they're protesting and things like that. Then it's like it's going on a newscast. It's almost like it's going on a newscast or whatever. And they have like Miley's Wild Ride, Wolf News Alert, you know. There's more people. It's some construction workers and nuns. And I feel like these are reaching out to two specific people. And I feel like they put a lot of them there purposely to, like, kind of really make them stand out. You know what I'm saying? And then, oh, and there's Jesus. Jesus is next to them. And then there's, like, a lady holding a sign that says, like, you know, Miley Hart. But, like, Miley, and she's in a heart. It's pink. And now they're, it's live and it's like breaking news, you know, Miley's Wild Ride, you know, and you can see a newscaster on Wolf News Channel, which I like that. I like that it's called Wolf. Top thing.
What?
This thing is called Wolf News Channel. You know why?
What is?
This news, the newscast on this music video. See? It's called Wolf News Channel. And I'm describing the podcast, like, you know, is kind of like represent what our media is now, you know? Our media now is like, you know, wolves in sheep's clothing, you know? You get what I'm saying? And they're getting bolder and bolder that they're more biased. You know?
You haven't been out here all day.
You know, then there's like helicopter. She's on a bridge right now. There's like five cop cars following her. And there's like a helicopter in the sky. Like, with guns drawn out. Okay? So she's in the car and she's singing, you know? Daddy. We're just watching her drive. There's more cop cars now. She's singing and she's just driving. There's more people protesting. And they're just saying, Miley forever, you know? Miley is almost kind of like, you know, all her fans and stuff like that. Even in the helicopter, and I like this part right here. Even in the helicopter, they have pictures of Miley Cyrus. And there's, like, hearts of her and stuff like that. It's, like, everyone, like, you know, loves her somehow. I love it. Okay, so, here is where we get into some meat. Nitty-gritty-gritty meat. Okay, so, now, there is a scene of a packed strip club. And there's a car in the middle of the strip club. And now you see that it is Miley in the car driving through the strip club. Now, I like this disco ball thing. It's like a broken heart. It's like a heart shape, but it just has like, you know, black down the middle. Like, it's a broken heart. It's so dope. I think that's why the album art is like that. If you ever have it, seen it. So now, this is where I like this. Because what happens is, Miley was driving her own car. She was doing her thing. Now, she's in different parts of the car. So, she starts in the front seat. And, like, you know, she's twerking her ass is out. Her ass flies out. And she crawls to the back seat. And I think that takes a lot. So, like, at first she was, like, you know, driving her thing. And, like, now she's going to, like, take a front seat to it. And now she had felt like, you know, maybe she's taking a back seat to it. I mean, like I said, this is all speculation. So, like, now it's back to some ass shaking on the pose. Hey, Top Fang, can we fix some burritos?
I'm having pizza.
Oh, that sounds good, too. Healthy things. Eat healthy, people. Also, let me... encourage you to understand what Miley is wearing throughout this whole entire time. I don't think she changes outfits this whole time, but it's a silver like sequined jacket. She has a red lip. I'm not a huge fan of how her lip is done. It's like way over the actual lip, kind of. But like she's still so beautiful, so beautiful. Her ear, she has very long dangly earrings. Her hair is up very tight, gelled tightly, and braided. Kind of like in lacrosse, what we call a dyke braid. No offense to the LGBT community when we say that. So anyways, so she's just driving through like nothing. And like outside the windows, you can see what's going on. And it's just these girls stripping. Then, this is the part that gets interesting. These girls are stripping and some of their patrons are sitting down and they're just staring. They're these preachers. They're priests, you know, with the collar. Like black shirts and the collar. And you know, there's other people there, too. And there's, like, that one was just, like, looking straight forward. Then this, there's another one. And he's looking up. And he's gawking at the girl stripping in front of him. And then, you know, everyone looks a little different. And now she's back in the car. Back on the highway. Okay? And still in strip club. So it's like cutting back and forth. So these girls are still stripping. And she's just driving on through. She's paused right now. She's like still. And now it's back to the news. Wolf News alert again from Wolf News Channel, which we was talking about before. Like I said, how media is portrayed as wolf in sheep clothing. It says Miley coverage may contain images not suitable for all viewers. But yeah, like now you see like kind of like, okay, this part is so crazy to me. So then you see these like two obviously very young girls. And they're wearing basically the same thing, but, like, in opposite colors, you know. One has, like, a red leather skirt and, like, you know, kind of satin green top. And then the other one has, like, a red top, like, a dark blue skirt. Looks like kind of, I don't know what kind of belt. But they're using all these filters, like they're taking a selfie and they're like smiling with each other. But they're, like, you can see all the filters that they're using, and, like, their filter says Miley, like, one girl has, like, a bunny filter and stuff like that. And I think that that represents how, like, you know, every time I see anybody's picture, they're always filtered. Always filtered. Always. At least one. But, you know, people just are over-filtering. And one has, like, oh, one of the girls has, like, a flower crown. There's hearts around it and, like, little stars and stuff. But, right behind them, it's a car coming through. And I think it's, like, coming out of the strip club. A car coming through the wall. Well, here's the thing. These girls is just, like, you know, taking pictures. And they don't probably even really notice. And I think that goes to show, like, you know, like, how social media and, like, our phones and all these things, mobile devices have taken over us. And, like, we don't be just, like, paying attention. And so, like, now Miley Cyrus is still in the backseat of the car going down the highway. Okay, so now, this part is very, really packed, jam full of things. So it's these little kids, like, you know, elementary school kids, probably, like, first grade, second grade, third grade, maybe. But they're, like, little kids, and they're holding these guns, and they got, you know, ear protections on and stuff like that. But you can't really see the person that's helping them behind them or anything like that. You just kind of see, like, a man helping them. And I don't know if his color has anything to do with it, but it is a white man. Or a lighter-skinned man, let me say that. And anyways, these kids are pointing guns, and they're, like, got smiles on their faces and stuff like that, and they're shooting guns, and, you know, cuts back to Miley on the highway again for a little bit. Okay, so then Miley busts through, like, these kids are at a shooting range, by the way, and they're just shooting, you know, shooting away. Well, Miley busts through the wall in her car, and she's in the shooting range, so in the shooting facility. So these kids are still shooting, and, like, in the background, you can see, like, you know, what they're shooting at. And, you know, usually it's, like, you know, a figure, like, that is shaped like, you know, like a man or something, or a man, like, with a gun or something like that. Whatever, ducks, different things like that. Well, these things, they look like that dark man, you know, where you shoot, like, the most. But, like, I can't see what is written on them. Maybe we'll touch on that in another, like, episode. I don't know. Might not. We might just post about it on our Instagram, which you guys should go check out. Our Instagram. If you're just joining us on this episode, then you would know that our Instagram, we follow no one, and we just want to see how far it goes by word of mouth, but who's listening to this podcast, you know, to follow, you know? Yeah, go follow us at pineapple.g.w. Yep, Pineapples, Guitars, Weeds. But anyways, if we find out what's on these what's written on these things, we'll post that on there probably. Well, anyway, so they're dark figures, and instead of it being like a man looking thing, it looks like kids. They're small kids, and they are, like, you know, one has a backpack on, one is, like, you know, has a ball in their hand. And, like, you know, Miley Cyrus is just sitting there, you know, in the car. And they're still, like, there's a kid holding a gun by himself, shooting right now. Shooting. And they're shooting out her windows and everything. They don't give two shits. They're just shooting. They're like, oh, this is fun. Well, okay, another little girl is holding a balloon. And, like, they keep shooting. Like, you know, it's just, like, a kid just standing there. But, like, they're just shooting and shooting. Like, you can see the bullet holes on the car. Okay. The sriracha. Don't forget the sriracha. Yes, we love some sriracha. If they want to sponsor us, we would love them to sponsor us. Sriracha, we love you. Okay. Anyways, so, continuing, they continue to shoot. Then you can see that there's a bullet heading right for the, front seat of the car. And it's going right through her windows, both her windows in front of her, right into something. But we don't see what it goes into. But now she's driving in what seems to be the suburbs, okay? It says, you know, it's, you're still getting coverage like it's the newscast. Well, she pulled, like, it shows that she crashes into a house. And it's two old white ladies. They're in a pool. They're, like, in a blow-up hot tub. With one is wearing what's clearly a wig. A terrible job. And the other one has very bleached red hair. That, like... old people, I dye my hair, and they're surrounded and rubber duckies and stuff like that. Well, Miley Cyrus is right there. Well, then, now they're about to kiss on the lips. But you don't actually see them kiss on the lips, but it looks like that they're about to. So now she's back on the bridge. Is someone, they point out a guy who is just, you know, posted up for Miley. Then there's this guy, and he has, like, Miley tattooed on his teeth, M-I-L-E-Y, and he has a smiley piercing. He's wearing glasses. Kind of cute. Very good, strong drawing. All right, this part right here can mean so many things. So there's a black car, and it's very tinted windows. And it's right parked right there towards the it's like on the sidewalk thing. And there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. There's 6 players kneeling. They're wearing black and white uniforms. They're football players. American football, gridiron football. And they have different numbers on 92, 72, 69, 62. I can't see the other numbers. But I don't know. This can be taken for several things for all the players that we've lost. And then there can be also for the people who've been kneeling through the national anthem. Like I said, it looks like people are protesting and stuff. It's like very different worldviews of type of people. So now, what is his name? Mark Ronson. Mark Ronson, Nothing Breaks Like a Heart, featuring Miley Cyrus. Yeah, this guy goes, man. Like, he motherfucking killed this beat. That guitar. Ooh. That. I like that shit. Anyway. So, I'm pretty sure that's this guy. So, he's pulling up in a car. No problem. I don't know what the hell he just did, but then he just jumped into her car. And she's in the driver's seat again. And I think that this is, like, her coming out of, like, whatever funk she was in. Like, people thought she was in. You know? And with this song. You know what I'm saying? And he's like, all right, here. Now you're driving again. You know?
Well, yeah. Shit,
her voice is killer on this song. My God.
But like, her
I couldn't think
fucking,
of
what's that?
Who else?
Thor's brother.
Liam.
Yeah.
Liam Hemsworth. Yeah, that shit is crazy. That shit you know, that's none of our business, honestly. So that's, I don't be trying to get in Star's business like that. Like, because, like, you know, when it's my time, I'm not trying to have people all up in mine. But, I mean, they are going to be. I'm going to be an open book. But, you know, I just, you know, I'm going to respect them. You know, I heard whatever I heard, but, you know, it ain't none of my business why, who did it, you know. But, anyway, she's back on this
one. But that's what they get paid for.
True, sometimes.
You know, so that we can know your whole entire life. That's pretty much what they got paid to do.
Okay, this part is another one. Okay, so, Pursuit now traveling through strip malls, strip mall crowds. Okay, so that's what the news line is. When I tell you guys, though, this is crazy because, like, this shit looks like Black Friday. And if you be partaking in Black Friday like that, you should be ashamed of yourself to be talking about some thankful one day and then the next trampling somebody to get some more shit. You gotta be absolutely fucking ashamed of yourself. And to be disrespecting people, trampling people. Like, people have to go to the hospital because of this shit. Like, out of fucking control. Like, this shit is gonna be made. And then guess what? Next year is gonna be a newer version made. And you're gonna be fighting again. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So, stop doing that shit, y'all. But still buy shit. Do that shit online now, you know? Support your local mom and pops. Anyway, so, people is going motherfucking crazy. She's driving through, and, like, you can see people in the back. They're fighting over shit all over the shelves. Like, it's just all kinds of bullshit in their hands. Like, big old stuffed animals and bullshit. Shoe boxes and bags. And she's just, like, in the car, like, looking up through the roof. Because there ain't nowhere else she can see. Because people all around her are fighting over all this shit. Getting ran over. And now it's back on the highway. Okay. The car wrecks. Oh, and on the billboard, there's that heart again. The disco heart. So, you know, now people are chasing her on foot. Like, the cops, I think, are chasing her on foot or some shit like that. But she's just in the car chilling, and it's going fucking mad. I'm telling you, mad dog mad. People are chasing her on foot. And there is Mark Ronson and her, their arms wide open, and all these different people. Oh, my eyes got immediately dry. Like, what? Yeah, they did.
It did. Do you hear it?
Yes. Can I have some pizza too?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. But yeah, there's like different people from different cultures running to them, and they have their arms outstretched. And then this part right here, I like too. I like it because, like, I feel like the snow, the chips. Okay. Now I feel like the symbolism. I feel like the symbolism is like how, like, Christianity tries to come in and swoop up everything. And, like, I've zero against Christianity. Like, if you ask me what I am, I'm a Christ follower. Christianity is, the term is overrated now. It's almost like you change the meaning of a word. Like, nigga. Yeah. Like, nigga. And I think about that. And like how, like, you know, us of the darker skin tone can say it, but not other people. And like how that used to be a thing that was very bad. And now it's like not terrible. I guess. A tumor of endurance. Or bitch. That's a good word. But that's how, you know, I feel like it's taking a negative turn. And it's kind of sad. So I'll probably follow. But I enjoy hearing other people's viewpoints and religions and things like that, you know? Mm-hmm. So anyways, but I feel like sometimes Christians be doing it the most. And they be trying to come in and swoop like be the most perfectest things. No, people, the KKK was started by so-called Christians. I'm just saying. So, anyway. But I like how she ends that with that cross out. The car is, like, literally on his like, nose. And its doors are open. And she's standing up to a stack of cinder blocks. I think it might be two, but the reflection makes it look like more. But she's sitting on some cinder blocks, arms wide open. It's crazy because, like, there's, like, an ad for, on YouTube, for, Billie Eilish's new video. It's not a new song, but it is a new video. All the Good Girls Go to Hell. And it's like the same shape. It's kind of weird. But yeah. That's that song. And that's how we unpacked that video. Okay? Thank you for joining us on this episode of Pineapples, Guitars, and Weed. Hey, welcome to Pineapples, Guitars, and Weeds, and by weeds we mean dandelions. Today we're gonna be unpacking a music video. It's Nothing Breaks Like a Heart.
By Miley fucking Cyrus.
Yeah, but no, it's by somebody featuring her. It's almost like, you know how Calvin Harris is like every song by Calvin Harris is Calvin Harris and whoever sing the song.
Yes. But anyway, Miley Cyrus.
But yeah, so anyway.
That was the weirdest laugh ever. Ew. You have to delete that.
No, I do not. This is life now. I laugh weird and different every time.
Every time. I sounded like Beavis. So I was like, Or was that Butthead?
Ooh.
I think that was Butthead. Yeah, Beavis was like,
But, okay, so, this music video, on a more serious and deeper topic, other than Beavis and Butthead laughs, we're unpacking this video. So, in the music video, it starts out, and you see a kid playing with bullets.
Like they're action figures.
That shit blew my mind right away. And I was like, wow. I was nuts. And look at him. He just yawned, but it looked like he was yelling through the glass.
Yeah. I was like, I didn't even hear that. Come on, big boy.
He's like, yeah. But he was just yawning.
He's like, but everybody else was out there. Well, besides Kitty Baby. That bridge is probably still in her room with the door open.
Yeah.
She's like, I'm not coming out till they get out of my house.
But anyways, so...
all their right. Brothers.
They're so cute.
I could kick something right now.
And kind of babe.
Okay. Anyway, so, the music video. Come on.
Okay.
Stop fooling around, Gabby.
Okay, No, so anyway, so we started out, kid was playing with bullets like action figures. The next thing, you know, Miley Cyrus is, you know, driving the car, is like a whole bunch of police chasing her. And it's almost like a parade, though. It's almost like she's in a parade, and you see, like, nuns and priests and, like, football players taking a knee. And, like, it was just all these different people. I feel like we should be watching this, don't you?
Watching what?
The video.
Yeah, of course.
Okay. All right, well, podcast. Excuse us while we take this short break. We'll be with you right after these messages.